Hi, Eloise Ansell here with Intuition Talks podcast. Hello. We're racing towards the winter solstice here in the UK, and we're heading into winter and we're heading into Christmas. Now, for me, the long winter months as we leave autumn and start to move into the winter officially on the 22nd here at 22 minutes past 22. Ooh. Here in the UK, it's a very auspicious number, isn't it? As we move and head into winter and the nights start to open up light-wise, but we head into the coldest time of the year, we kind of want to start to hibernate. And I was talking with my other podcast, my colleague Terri-Ann, who I do Dose of Truth podcast with. We were talking about the solstice as well this week, so check that out if you want to. But for me, it's like, as we go into the winter period, you know, we start to slow down and we hibernate and we naturally start to, and we're all different, so we're all going to go through different lengths of this and different periods, but we're naturally going to want to slow down a little bit and just kind of go inwards really and hibernate a little. That's already started for me. I've overslept two nights in a row now. And, you know, I finished clinic on Tuesday, so actually, you know, having a couple of days of having a couple of extra hours sleep, you know, is fine because I can still get everything done. So my body always knows when I can and I can't oversleep, which always fascinates me. It's like intuitively it knows when to turn all my alarm clocks off in my sleep and not even wake me. But, you know, it's already started for me. And, you know, for this kind of week running up to Christmas and in through the kind of Christmas, New Year fortnight, and then the first few weeks of January, a time when I go into more stillness, go inwards. And, you know, it's generally a time of reflection. As we go into New Year, we do tend to, you know, think about New Year's resolutions and things like that. For me, I don't really set things like that until the March, the spring equinox, because for me that's the when the year starts. And you know, after the coldness, I'm active and I'm moving a lot more. For me, spring and autumn are the seasons of the year when we're very active. Winter and summer we tend to slow down more, and winter being the slowest season of the year. And if we're in tune with things and we're in tune with our body and allow our intuition, if you like, of our bodies to actually call to us with what we need to do, we will naturally fall into patterns. And I notice mine more and more as I go through the seasons and through the years. And for me, I know this 2 weeks leading up to Christmas and January, I'm going to be a little bit slower. So January, I don't tend to go out very much. I tend to stay in and do boring admin that I always do in January. And, you know, and that's fine. That's just what I do. And I will do a lot of self-reflection and things, because this new year time is a time for reflection. So it's planning out the next year, kind of sitting with my intuition. And this is the key thing to talk about here, is sitting with ourselves and saying, okay, what do I want to do next year? How do I want things to be? And now I'm not really talking about setting New Year's resolutions, but you can apply this to them. But actually just starting to think about what you want to do next year. While we're in this contraction of winter and we're in this time of going inwards, it's a great time to access the intuition, journal, meditate, do whatever you do to be in stillness or in touch with yourself. And even just set the audio up on your phone and start chatting to yourself. It's a great way of kind of just with that spiel, things will pop out and you'll hear yourself saying things. You're like, oh, that's new. You know, where did that come from? It's always the intuition chatting. So it's a great time for us to go inwards and just reflect and go, okay, what do I want next year to be like? But also not trying to push past what is needed and what you need. And I know this 6 week period is a slow time for me. I'm not going to run around too much. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to have lots of rest, lots of hot baths, lots of early nights, and just take care of myself and nurture myself through this time. Once March kind of rolls around, March, April, I tend to be, by the end of February, I'm a lot more active. And actually, I do more exercise in March and April than at any time of the year. That tends to be the time where I'm exercising every day. Just kind of, well, not every day, but, you know, compared to normal, I'm doing so much and I always want to do that. And, you know, there's certain periods of the year when I will be very active. And, you know, so, but we're all different, but it's naturally going to go and flow with the season. So, you know, notice how you're feeling and really tune into yourself and know and notice and observe what you need, because every day is different, every week's different, every month's different, every season's different, every year's different. They've all got different energies. And in the Life Print System, Justin Furness talks about this a lot. Got the course coming to Brighton in the beginning of February, if you're interested. But in Life Print, we're looking at the quantum, like the quantum field and the energy of the day you were born and your potential of that. But there's also flow and energy and different vibes to every day of the year. And because of how we're made up and our frequency, we're going to resonate differently with different days, and we're going to be, you know, in flow some days, and other days are going to be a bit difficult. And so being able to map that out is always wonderful. I've certainly, like, November for me was quite an interesting month, but overall was a really good time. And January, February, according to my Life Print, are really great times for me. So, you know, I'm going to make the most of that and be active and do things I wouldn't normally do, because they're probably going to pay off. And, you know, taking those chances and those risks during good periods is going to be excellent. But we need to notice how we're feeling. So some days, you know, I've got loads of work that I plan to do, but actually when I come down to it, I'm like, do you know what? No, I can't do this. It's a day for reflection, or it's a day for rest, or it's a day for going for a walk, or it's a day for housework. And we need to honour that and just work with where we're at in that day. Because if we follow that rhythm of ourselves and what we need and we want every day throughout the year, we'll probably get a lot more done over the year instead of trying to push and get things done when actually it's not a good time. So over the Christmas period, you're probably with family, or I'm going to be on my own for a couple of days, which I'm really looking forward to, just chilling out over Christmas. But for me, there's going to be times where I can have some silence and meditate and just go inwards. And I'm really looking forward to that reflection time over the next couple of weeks. So if you can schedule in, even if it's just an hour over the next couple of weeks, just to have that time to go inwards, to meditate, to reflect, and just be with yourself and start to notice what you notice. There's no right or wrong. You might not get anything, but you might get some insights as to how you need to play out January, or how you need to play out winter, or what it is that the theme of the year is going to be. Energetically, Justin's saying next year is about organisation. And actually, earlier this year, I was thinking about doing like an organisation product throughout the year. I was kind of already tuning into that, and I haven't put it into action, and I'm kind of feeling like, oh, I don't know, I've got the space to do it. But it would have been fun, and now I know why that was kind of playing in my head. But it's might something I might be something I play with over the year. So for me, I've already been getting quite organised. I'm quite organised anyway, but taking it to another level the last 6 weeks, I think. So, you know, that energy of next year has kind of already started for me. So it's going to be interesting to see how much I'm going to get everything sorted next year. It just feels like a year for sorting things out. So that's something to take note of as well. If that resonates with you, start to plan out the things that you want to get in place. Like paperwork you've been meaning to chase, or things you've been meaning to act on, or cupboards that you've been meaning to sort out. You know, it might not be that you get them done over the winter holiday, the Christmas holiday, or the festive period, or during January. But, you know, into spring, when we're in that spring energy and the spring cleaning starts, it might be a great time. Now, for those of you in upside down land, the Southern Hemisphere, this is still valid for you. Summer's a similar theme to winter, it's just a little bit more active. So it's still a time over the festivities where you can take some time out for yourself and implement all of this. And for me, going that kind of back to school energy of even in the autumn always feels like a time for renewal as much as the new year does. So it doesn't matter where we are on the planet, we're all moving into that season of a little bit less activity. So you can still sit down and reflect and things in for the new year and see what comes about. So sending you all lots of love, and I will catch up with you soon. Okay, bye.